Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. Today I want to just give a little maybe helpful guidance in relationship to the life of prayer. I figure we're all during this corona time, we're in isolation, all these sort of things, that, you know, maybe if you're listening to this podcast, you've try to commit some more time to daily prayer and et cetera. And one of the things I hear regularly about is the struggle people have with their imagination. You know, things just popping up, you know, whether it's a sexual temptation or some sort of fret or nervousness in their life takes a manifestation and their imagination runs with it and creates all these sort of scenarios and other things within their mind and all that sort of stuff. And it really causes an essence kind of turmoil when one commits time to pray to our Lord, you know, maybe going to place of prayer in their house or their apartment or going to their local parish and etc. And I'm going to obviously be gleaning some wisdom and sharing that stuff I've gleaned with you all from Teresa of Avila, The Way of Perfection, because she really hits on this a lot. And this is where the, you know, commentaries really help us. I'm reading one right now. It's a study edition on The Way of Perfection by Kieran Cavanaugh, great Discalced Carmelite friar who just died recently, actually, is a great loss to the OCD and to the Carmelite family as a whole. And he really helps to bring out that one of the things, particularly in relationship to different forms of prayer that Teresa of Avila speaks about, and she always sort of laments the issue of the intellect. Now, that's a very fine-tuned scholastic idea, and she's not as precise, per se, as someone like John of the Cross, who received maybe a formal education in that sort of theological style. And when you get into the nitty-gritty and how she uses that term intellect and the struggle with the intellect is she really highlights sort of the imaginative aspect of our intellect, that aspect of our minds, not just sort of that draws from our memories, but can engage things and create sort of an illusion within our consciousness. And there are other groups like the Jesuits who lean into that and cultivate devotion to God and the imagination by role-playing different aspects of gospel stories and et cetera, and vivid senses in their mind, you know. But for us in the land of Carmel, you know, we see a struggle in relationship to the imagination. And so she talks about how, you know, the Lord may impart certain gifts in times of prayer, you know, that prayer of quiet that she talks about, like a child who receives milk from her mother. And we still have to swallow. There's still some work in our intellect that goes on in receiving that gift. But one of the things she talks about is not allowing by force the will to sort of wrestle with the imagination, you know, and you really forfeit a lot of gifts when we make a choice to sort of combat our imaginations. It's better just saying, having our will utterly focused on God in that moment. And if things come up in the imagination, let them go like a stick down the river. You know, we can waste a lot of energy and create a lot of fretting inside of ourselves because, oh, you know, my mind never settles. It's always going. It's always going. It's just, you know, these things come up in my mind and they always go. Teresa had the same issue. She talks about that. That's why she says vocal prayer is something that is of the utmost importance and not just sort of a stepping stone in the life of prayer, but is really a foundation stone to that life of prayer. So having things like the Our Father, going to it, and even if things come up in our imagination that causes a distraction, we commit ourselves back to saying those words. Something pops up in our mind. It's there. You can acknowledge it. But then Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You just go back into that, you know, and it's about this recollection that she speaks about, this trying to gather all these things together. And there's going to be some struggles in these things, but we cannot force something too hard. We have to cultivate an attraction within ourselves that brings all these aspects of ourselves to focus on the Lord. Obviously, the imagination maybe being one of the last things that really puts up a fight in that regard, but not being forcing it. You know, we can really give up a lot of things if we try to force our imagination into going into something that it's not prepared yet to do or hasn't gone through the necessary purification and etc. So I hear a lot from people that lament about this aspect in their life. You know, their mind just can't, you know, focus and it's all over the place. Don't worry about it. Commit yourselves to maybe certain vocal prayers that can cause your mind just to become refocused, but not in a way that can cause you some internal damage. Be not afraid. Say the Our Father slow with intent in your heart and bring your eyes just to focus maybe on a holy image, on an icon or on a crucifix or on something that is loving and endearing. Maybe your children, maybe your grandparents, maybe your parents. Doesn't matter. But don't give up any sort of, for lack of a better word, mileage in your life in wrestling with your imagination, cultivating that internal sense of the Lord's nearness and the Lord's presence helps to bring about a purification because your heart is beginning ever more so to focus on that divine love that dwells within us, as Romans 5:5 teaches us. So I put this out there today on those with the hope that, you know, we've all maybe committed ourselves to maybe a little bit more intentional moments of prayer during this time of the coronavirus. And if your imagination is causing you trouble, be not afraid. Don't worry about it. And just focus on that Our Father prayer, focus on some holy image. And through that time of just beginning to accept the nearness of God's presence and praying from the nearness of God's presence in your heart, allowing the flames of love to slowly purify and work on your imagination. So thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you want more of my content, go over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my Catholic Stand article, my blog post. You can find links to my YouTube videos and other social media things that I use. All this is at thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY. That's LEARN2PRAY to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.